Papers Read on AI with Rob, keeping you up to date with the latest research. This reading is brought to you by Mars Race, Stake a Claim on the Red Planet, available on Android and iOS. Non-Deep Networks. Authored 2021 by Ankit Goyal, Alexei Botchkovsky, Jia Deng, V. Colton. NN. Abstract. Depth is the hallmark of deep neural networks. But more depth means more sequential computation and higher latency. This begs the question, is it possible to build high-performing, non-deep neural networks? We show that it is. To do so, we use parallel subnetworks instead of stacking one layer after another. This helps effectively reduce depth while maintaining high performance. By utilizing parallel substructures, we show, for the first time, that a network with a depth of just 12 can achieve top 1 accuracy over 80% on ImageNet, 96% on CIFAR-10, and 81% on CIFAR-100. We also show that a network with a low depth, 12, backbone can achieve an AP of 48% on MS COCO. We analyze the scaling rules for our design and show how to increase performance without changing the network's depth. Finally, we provide a proof of concept for how non-deep networks could be used to build low-latency recognition systems. Code is available at https://github.com/imankgoyal/non-deep-networks. 1. Introduction. Deep neural networks, DNNs, have revolutionized the fields of machine learning, computer vision, and natural language processing. As their name suggests, a key characteristic of DNNs is that they are deep. That is, they have a large depth, which can be defined as the length of the longest path from an input neuron to an output neuron. Often a neural network can be described as a linear sequence of layers, i.e. groups of neurons with no intra-group connections. In such cases, the depth of a network is its number of layers. It has been generally accepted that large depth is an essential component for high-performing networks because depth increases the representational ability of a network and helps learn increasingly abstract features, He et al. 2016. In fact, one of the primary reasons given for the success of ResNets is that they allow training very deep networks with as many as 1,000 layers, He et al. 2016. As such, state-of-the-art performance is increasingly achieved by training models with large depth, and what qualifies as deep has shifted from two or more layers in the early days of deep learning to the tens or hundreds of layers routinely used in today's models. For example, as shown in Figure 1, competitive benchmarks such as ImageNet are dominated by very deep models, He et al. 2016, Huang et al. 2017, Tan and Le, 2019, with at least 30 layers, whereas models with fewer than 30 layers perform substantially worse. The best performing model with fewer than 20 layers has a top 1 accuracy of only 75.2, substantially lower than accuracies achievable with 30 or more layers when evaluated with a single image crop, He et al. 2015, Tan and Le, 2019. But is large depth always necessary? This question is worth asking because large depth is not without drawbacks. A deeper network leads to more sequential processing and higher latency. It is harder to parallelize and less suitable for applications that require fast responses. In this paper, we study whether it is possible to achieve high performance with non-deep neural networks, especially networks with 10 layers. We find that, contrary to conventional wisdom, this is indeed possible. We present a network design that is non-deep and performs competitively against its deep counterparts. We refer to our architecture as ParNet, parallel networks. We show, for the first time, that a classification network with a depth of just 12 can achieve accuracy greater than 80% on ImageNet, 96% on CIFAR-10, and 81% on CIFAR-100. We also show that a detection network with a low depth, 12, backbone can achieve an AP of 48% on MS COCO. Note that the number of parameters in ParNet is comparable to state-of-the-art models, as illustrated in Figure 1. A key design choice in ParNet is the use of parallel subnetworks. Instead of arranging layers sequentially, we arrange layers in parallel subnetworks. This design is embarrassingly parallel. 1. We show, for the first time, that a neural network with a depth of only 12 can achieve high performance on very competitive benchmarks, 87% on ImageNet, 96% on CIFAR-10, 81% on CIFAR-100. We show how parallel structures in ParNet can be utilized for fast, low-latency inference. We study the scaling rules for ParNet and demonstrate effective scaling with constant low depth. 2. Related work. Analyzing importance of depth. There exists a rich literature analyzing the importance of depth in neural networks. The classic work of Cybenko et al. showed that a single-layer neural network with sigmoid activations can approximate any function with arbitrarily small error, Cybenko, 1989. However, one needs to use a network with sufficiently large width, which can drastically increase the parameter count. Subsequent works have shown that, to approximate a function, a deep network with nonlinearity needs exponentially fewer parameters than its shallow counterpart, Liang and Srikant, 2017. This is often cited as one of the major advantages of large depth. Several works have also empirically analyzed the importance of depth and came to the conclusion that under a fixed parameter budget, deeper networks perform better than their shallow counter two parts, Eigen et al., 2013, Urban et al., 2017. However, in such analysis, prior works have only studied shallow networks with a linear, sequential structure, and it is unclear whether the conclusion still holds with alternative designs. In this work, we show that, contrary to conventional wisdom, a shallow network can perform surprisingly well, and the key is to have parallel substructures. Scaling DNNs. There have been many exciting works that have studied the problem of scaling neural networks. Tan and Le, 2019, showed that increasing depth, width, and resolution leads to effective scaling of convolutional networks. We also study scaling rules but focus on the low-depth regime. We find that one can increase the number of branches, width, and resolution to effectively scale ParNet while keeping depth constant and low. Zagorico and Komodakis, 2016, showed that shallower networks with a large width can achieve similar performance to deeper res nets. We also scale our networks by increasing their width. However, we consider networks that are much shallower, a depth of just 12 compared to 50 considered for ImageNet by Zagorico and Komodakis, 2016, and introduce parallel substructures. Shallow networks. Shallow networks have attracted attention in theoretical machine learning. With infinite width, a single-layer neural network behaves like a Gaussian process, and one can understand the training procedure in terms of kernel methods, Jacket et al., 2018. However, such models do not perform competitively when compared to state-of-the-art networks, Li et al., 2019. We provide empirical proof that non-deep networks can be competitive with their deep counterparts. Multi-stream networks. Multi-stream neural networks have been used in a variety of computer vision tasks such as segmentation, Chen et al., 2016, 2017, detection, Lin et al., 2017, and video classification, Wu et al., 2016. The HRNet architecture maintains multi-resolution streams throughout the forward pass, Wang et al., 2020. These streams are fused together at regular intervals to exchange information. We also use streams with different resolutions, but our network is much shallower, 12 versus 38 for the smallest HRNet for classification, and the streams are fused only once, at the very end, making parallelization easier. Method 3 in this section, we develop and analyze ParNet, a network architecture that is much less deep but still achieves high performance on competitive benchmarks. ParNet consists of parallel substructures that process features at different resolutions. We refer to these parallel substructures as streams. Features from different streams are fused at a later stage in the network, and these fused features are used for the downstream task. Figure 2a provides a schematic representation of ParNet 3.1. ParNet block. In ParNet, we utilize VGG-style blocks, Simonian and Zisserman, 2015. To see whether non-deep networks can achieve high performance, we empirically find that VGG-style blocks are more suitable than ResNet-style blocks, Table 8. In general, training VGG-style networks is more difficult than their ResNet counterparts, He et al., 2016a. But recent work shows that it is easier to train Net3 works with such blocks if one uses a structural reparameterization technique, Ding et al., 2021. During training, one uses multiple branches over the 3x3 convolution blocks. Once trained, the multiple branches can be fused into one 3x3 convolution. Hence, one ends up with a plain network consisting of only 3x3 block and nonlinearity. This reparameterization or fusion of blocks helps reduce latency during inference. We borrow our initial block design from RepVGG, Ding et al., 2021, and modify it to make it more suitable for our non-deep architecture. One challenge with a non-deep network with only 3x3 convolutions is that the receptive field is rather limited. To address this, we build a skip-squeeze excitation, SSE, layer which is based on the squeeze and excitation, SE, design, Hu et al., 2018. Vanilla squeeze and excitation is not suitable for our purpose as it increases the depth of the network. Hence we use a skip-squeeze excitation design which is applied alongside the skip connection and uses a single fully connected layer. We find that this design helps increase performance, Table 7, Figure 2b provides a schematic representation of our modified RepVGG block with the skip-squeeze excitation module. We refer to this block as the RepVGG-SSE. One concern, especially with large-scale datasets such as ImageNet, is that a non-deep network may not have sufficient nonlinearity, limiting its representational power. Thus, we replace the ReLU activation with SILU, Ramachandran et al., 2017. 3.2. Downsampling and fusion block. Apart from the RepVGG-SSE block, whose input and output have the same size, ParNet also contains downsampling and fusion blocks. The downsampling block reduces resolution and increases width to enable multiscale processing, while the fusion block combines information from multiple resolutions. In the downsampling block, there is no skip connection. Instead, we add a single-layered SE module parallel to the convolution layer. Additionally, we add 2D average pooling in the 1x1 convolution branch. The fusion block is similar to the downsampling block but contains an extra concatenation layer. Because of concatenation, the input to the fusion block has twice as many channels as a downsampling block. Hence, to reduce the parameter count, we use convolution with group 2. Please refer to figure AL in the appendix for a schematic representation of the downsampling and fusion blocks. 3.3. Network architecture. Figure 2a shows a schematic representation of the ParNet model that is used for the ImageNet dataset. The initial layers consist of a sequence of downsampling blocks. The outputs of downsampling blocks 2, 3, and 4 are fed respectively to streams 1, 2, and 3. We empirically find 3 to be the optimal number of streams for a given parameter budget, table 10. Each stream consists of a series of RepVGG-SSE blocks that process the features at different resolutions. The features from different streams are then fused by fusion blocks using concatenation. Finally, the output is passed to a downsampling block at depth 11. Similar to RepVGG, Ding et al., 2021, we use a larger width for the last downsampling layer. Table AL in the appendix provides a complete specification of the scaled ParNet models that are used in ImageNet experiments. In CIFAR, the images are of lower resolution, and the network architecture is slightly different from the one for ImageNet. First, we replace the downsampling blocks at depths 1 and 2 with RepVGG-SSE blocks. To reduce the number of parameters in the last layer, we replace the last downsampling block, which has a large width, with a narrower 1x1 convolution layer. Also, we reduce the number of parameters by removing one block from each stream and adding a block at depth 3. 3.4. Scaling ParNet. With neural networks, it is observed that one can achieve higher accuracy by scaling up network size. Prior works, Tan and Le, 2019, have scaled width, resolution, and depth. Since our objective is to evaluate whether high performance can be achieved with small depth, we keep the depth constant and instead scale up ParNet by increasing width, resolution, and the number of streams. A for performance of ParNet versus for CIFAR 10 and CIFAR 100, we increase the width of the network while keeping the resolution at 32 and the number of streams at 3. For ImageNet, we conduct experiments by varying all three dimensions, figure 3. Practical advantages of parallel architectures. 3.5. The current process of 5 nanometers lithography is approaching the 0.5 nanometer size of the silicon crystal lattice, and there is limited room to further increase processor frequency. This means that faster inference of neural networks must come from parallelization of computation. The growth in the performance of single monolithic GPUs is also slowing down, Arun Kumar et al., 2017. The maximum die size achievable with conventional photolithography is expected to plateau at approximately 800 millimeters. Arun Kumar et al., 2017. On the whole, a plateau is expected not only in processor frequency but also in the die size and the number of transistors per processor. To solve this problem, there are suggestions for partitioning a GPU into separate basic modules that lie in one package. These basic modules are easier to manufacture than a single monolithic GPU on a large die. Large dies have a large number of manufacturing faults, resulting in low yields, Cannon et al., 2015. Recent work has proposed a multi-chip module GPU, MCM GPU, on an interposer, which is faster than the largest implementable monolithic GPU. Replacing large dies with medium-sized dies is expected to result in lower silicon costs, significantly higher silicon yields, and cost advantages, Arun Kumar et al., 2017. Even if several chips are combined into a single package and are located on one interposer, the data transfer rate between them will be less than the data transfer rate inside one chip, because the lithography size of a chip is smaller than the lithography size of the interposer. Such chip designs thus favor partitioned algorithms with parallel branches that exchange limited data and can be executed independently for as long as possible. All these factors make non-deep parallel structures advantageous in achieving fast inference, especially with tomorrow's hardware. 4. Results. Experiments on ImageNet. ImageNet, Deng et al. 2009, is a large-scale image classification dataset with high-resolution images. We evaluate on the ILSVRC 2012, Rusakovsky et al. 2015, dataset, which consists of 1.28M training images and 50K validation images with 1,000 classes. We 5 train our models for 120 epochs using the SGD optimizer, a step scheduler with a warm-up for first 5 epochs, a learning rate decay of 0.1 at every 30th epoch, an initial learning rate of 0.8, and a batch size of 2048, 256 per GPU. If the network does not fit in memory, we decrease the batch size and the learning rate proportionally. For example, a decrease to a learning rate of 0.4 and a batch size of 1024. Unless otherwise specified, the network is trained at 224 by 224 resolution. We train our networks with the cross-entropy loss with smooth labels, Segetti et al. 2016. We use cropping, flipping, color jitter, and rand augment, Kubik et al. 2020, data augmentations. In Table 1, we show the performance of ParNet on ImageNet. We find that one can achieve surprisingly high performance with a depth of just 12. For a fair comparison with ResNets, we retrain them with our training protocol and data augmentation, which improves the performance of ResNets over the official number. Notably, we find that ParNets outperform ResNet 34 by over 1 percentage point with a lower parameter count, 19M versus 22M. ParNet also achieves comparable performance to ResNet with the bottleneck design, while having 4 to 8 times less depth. For example, ParNet L performs as well as ResNet 50 and gets a top 1 accuracy of 77.66 as compared to 77.53 achieved by ResNet 50. Similarly, ParNet XL performs comparably to ResNet 101 and gets a top 5 accuracy of 94.13, in comparison to 94.68 achieved by ResNet 101, while being 8 times shallower. In Table 2, we find that ParNet performs favorably to ResNet when comparing accuracy and speed, however with more parameters and flops. For example, ParNet L achieves faster speed and better accuracy than ResNet 34 and ResNet 50. Similarly, ParNet XL achieves faster speed and better accuracy than ResNet 50, however with more parameters and flops. This suggests that depending on the use case, one can use ParNets instead of ResNets to trade off speed with more parameters and flops. Note that the high speed can be achieved by leveraging the parallel substructures that could be distributed across GPUs, more details below. In Table 3, we test speed for 3 variants of ParNet: unfused, fused, and multi-GPU. The unfused variant consists of 3x3 and 1x1 branches in a RepVGGSSE block. In the fused variant, we use the structural reparametrization trick to merge the 3x3 and 1x1 branches into a single 3x3 branch, section 3.1. For both fused and unfused versions, we use a single GPU for inference, while for the multi-GPU version, we use 3 GPUs. For the multi-GPU version, each stream is launched on a separate GPU. When all layers in a stream are processed, the results from 2 adjacent streams are concatenated on one of the GPUs and processed further. For transferring data across GPUs, we use the NCCL backend in PyTorch. We find that ParNet can be effectively parallelized across GPUs for fast inference. This is achieved in spite of the communication overhead. With specialized hardware for reducing communication latency, even faster speeds could be achieved. Boosting performance. Table 5 demonstrates additional ways of increasing the performance of ParNet, such as using higher resolution images, a longer training regime, 200 epochs, cosine annealing, and 10 crop testing. This study is useful in assessing the accuracy that can be achieved by non-deep models on large-scale datasets like ImageNet. By employing various strategies, we can boost the performance of ParNet XL from 78.55 to 80.72. Notably, we reach a top 5 accuracy of 95.38, which is higher than the oft-cited human performance level on ImageNet, Rusakovsky et al. 2015. Although this does not mean that machine vision has surpassed human vision, it provides a sense of how well ParNet performs. To the best of our knowledge, this is the first instance of such human-level performance achieved by a network with a depth of just 12. 6 experiments on MS COCO. MS COCO, Lin et al. 2014, is an object detection dataset which contains images of everyday scenes with common objects. We evaluate on the COCO 2017 dataset, which consists of 118K training images and 5K validation images with 80 classes. To test whether a non-deep network such as ParNet can work for object detection, we replace the backbone of state-of-the-art single-stage detectors with ParNet. Specifically, we replace the CSP Darknet 53's backbone from YOLOV4 CSP, Wang et al. 2021a, with ParNet XL, which is much shallower, 64 versus 12. We use the head and reduced neck from the Euler D6 model, and train and test these models using the official Euler code, Wang et al. 2021b. We retrain YOLOV4 CSP, Wang et al. 2021a, with our protocol, same neck, same head, same training setup, for fair comparison, and it improves performance over the official model. Additionally, for fair comparison, we test the ParNet XL CSP model by applying the CSP, Wang et al. 2021a, approach to ParNet XL. We find that ParNet XL and ParNet XL CSP are faster than the baseline even at higher image resolution. We thus use higher image resolution for ParNet XL and ParNet XL CSP. In Table 4, we find that even on a single GPU, ParNet achieves higher speed than strong baselines. This demonstrates how non-deep networks could be used to make fast object detection systems. Experiments on CIFAR. The CIFAR datasets consist of colored natural images with 32 by 32 pixels. CIFAR-10 consists of images drawn from 10 and CIFAR-100 from 100 classes. The training and test sets contain 50,000 and 10,000 images respectively. We adopt a standard data augmentation scheme, mirroring, shifting, that is widely used for these two datasets, He et al. 2016a, Zagoriko and Komodakis, 2016, Huang et al. 2017. We train for 400 epochs with a batch size of 128. The initial learning rate is 0.1 and is decreased by a factor of 5 at 30%, 60%, and 80% of the epochs is in Zagoriko and Komodakis, 2016. Similar to prior works, Zagoriko and Komodakis, 2016, Huang et al. 2016, we use a weight decay of 0.0003 and set dropout in the convolution layer at 0.2 and dropout in the final fully connected layer at 0.2 for all our networks on both datasets. We train each network on 4 GPUs, a batch size of 32 per GPU, and report the final test set accuracy. Table 6 summarizes the performance of various networks on CIFAR-10 and CIFAR-100. We find that ParNet performs competitively with state-of-the-art deep networks like ResNets and DenseNets while using a much lower depth and a comparable number of parameters. ParNet outperforms 7 ResNets that are 10 times deeper on CIFAR-10, 5.0 versus 5.23, while using a lower number of parameters, 1.3M versus 1.7M. Similarly, ParNet outperforms ResNets that are 100 times deeper on CIFAR-10, 3.90 versus 4.62. and CIFAR-100, 20.02 versus 22.71, while using 50% more parameters, 15.5M versus 10.2M. ParNet performs as well as vanilla dense net models, Huang et al. 2017, with comparable parameter counts while using 3 to 8 times less depth. For example, on CIFAR-100, ParNet, depth 12, achieves an error of 18.65 with 35M parameters and dense net, depth 100, achieves an error of 19.25 with 27.2M parameters. ParNet also performs on par or better than wide res nets, Zagoriko and Komodakis, 2016, while having 2.5 times less depth. The best performance on the CIFAR dataset under a given parameter count is achieved by dense nets with a bottleneck and reduced width, compression, design, although with an order of magnitude larger depth than ParNet. Overall, it is surprising that a mere depth 12 network could achieve an accuracy of 96.12% on CIFAR-10 and 81.35% on CIFAR-100. This further indicates that non-deep networks can work as well as deeper counterparts. Ablation studies. To test if we can trivially reduce the depth of ResNets and make them wide, we test 3 ResNet variants, ResNet 12 wide, ResNet 14 wide BN, and ResNet 12 wide SSE. ResNet 12 wide uses the basic ResNet block and has depth 12, while ResNet 14 wide BN uses the bottleneck ResNet block and has depth 14. Note that with the bottleneck ResNet block, one cannot achieve a depth lower than 14 while keeping the original ResNet structure, as there has to be one initial convolution layer, 4 downsampling blocks, 3 times 4 equals 12 depth, and one fully connected layer. We find that ResNet 12 wide outperforms ResNet 14 wide BN with the same parameter count. We additionally add SSE block and SILU activation to ResNet 12 wide to create ResNet 12 wide SSE to further control for confounding factors. We find that ParNet M outperforms all the ResNet variants which have depth 12 by 2.7 percentage points, suggesting that trivially reducing depth and increasing width is not as effective as our approach. We show that the model with three branches performs better than a model with a single branch. We also show that with everything else being equal, using VGG-style blocks leads to better performance than the corresponding ResNet architecture. Architectural choices in ParNet like parallel substructures and VGG-style blocks are crucial for high performance at lower depths. Table 7 reports ablation studies over various design choices for our network architecture and training protocol. We show that each of the three decisions, RAND augment data augmentation, SILU activation, SSE block, leads to higher performance. Using all three leads to the best performance. In Table 10, we evaluate networks with the same total number of parameters but with different numbers of branches, 1, 2, 3, and 4. We show that for a fixed number of parameters, a network with three branches has the highest accuracy and is optimal in both cases, with a network resolution of 224 by 224 and 320 by 320. 8. ParNet versus ensembles. Another approach to network parallelization is the creation of ensembles consisting of multiple networks. Therefore, we compare ParNet to ensembles. In Table 9, we find that ParNet outperforms ensembles while using fewer parameters. Scaling ParNet. Neural networks can be scaled by increasing resolution, width, and depth, Tan and Le, 2019. Since we are interested in exploring the performance limits of constant depth networks, we scale ParNet by varying resolution, width, and the number of streams. Figure 3 shows that each of these factors increases the accuracy of the network. Also, we find that increasing the number of streams is more cost-effective than increasing the number of channels in terms of accuracy versus parameter count. Further, we find that the most effective way to scale ParNet is to increase all three factors simultaneously. Because of computation constraints, we could not increase the number of streams beyond 3, but this is not a hard limitation. Based on these charts, we see no saturation in performance while scaling ParNets. This indicates that by increasing compute, one could achieve even higher performance with ParNet while maintaining low depth. 5. Discussion. We have provided the first empirical proof that non-deep networks can perform competitively with their deep counterparts in large-scale visual recognition benchmarks. We showed that parallel substructures can be used to create non-deep networks that perform surprisingly well. We also demonstrated ways to scale up and improve the performance of such networks without increasing depth. Our work shows that there exist alternative designs where highly accurate neural networks need not be deep. Such designs can better meet the requirements of future multi-chip processors. We hope that our work can facilitate the development of neural networks that are both highly accurate and extremely fast. 9.10.11.12. Thanks for listening to this reading. For the entire paper and more, check out our homepage, papersread.ai.